Good morning, Madam. It's 8:30. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll do a roll call, starting with Trish.
Trish King, present.
David Jordan here.
Yasa Hill here.
Brandon Stevens here.
Ernie Stevens here.
And we also have Lisa's out on personal. Jenny's on vacation. Kirby's out on travel. And Daniel's at training. And Jenny. Okay. So I'll do the opening this morning. Daunaga Jokwa, Surhun Siosi, Chi Nate Hundu, Ganahila Dungsla. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe Nuni, and Guatnigula, Daitino, Ladu, Nain, Yunkinuha, Ohunjage, G Sego, Yanadiwan, Tieto, Hadi Dats, Yunduhak, and Guatnigula. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe Nuni, and Guatnigula, Daitino, Ladu, Nain, Ohneganos Hugu, G Sego, Yanadiwan, Tieto, Hadi Dats, Yunduhak, and Guatnigula. Aguegos Kaji, Adwahwe Nuni, and Guatnigula, Daitino, Ladu, Nain, Onegli Suha, G Sego, Yanadiwan, Tieto, Hadi Dats, Yunduhak, and Guatnigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain gahion dis awahi. G sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain onunkwa togu. G sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain oyunkwa u. G sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain asanate gondahundele g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain galunda suha g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain gundilia suha g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain kanjokwa g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain ojita hasuha g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain owe la suha g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain yodahalo sunkwa jiha g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain yunki sota hwe nidale g sego yunki nigula dari datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain yoji stokwalu g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain gaye ni yungwedage g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain skanadalio g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Aguegos kaji adwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitino e ladu nain sunkwai disu g sego inaliwan diero hadi datu yunduha king ngwa nigula. Danito. Next, we have to adopt the agenda. We're looking to adopt the agenda with a couple of add-ons this morning. We have the add-on oath of office for the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation, Kathy Hughes. Another add-on, reconsider approval of travel requests for 3 Oneida Gaming Commissioners and 4 staff to attend the Wisconsin Gaming Regulators Association Conference in Carter, Wisconsin from December 4th through the 6th. And a third add-on is the executive session item, limited waiver of sovereign immunity, Service Station Computer Systems, Inc., contract file 2017-1457.
Mr. Chair,
Christian.
Motion to approve the agenda with the additions as identified.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, next up we have the oaths of office. We have the election board alternatives. Alternates. So please come up, Kayleen White, Lori Elm, Linda K. Danforth, Tricia Moore, Paula Fish, Shannon King, and Candace House. Treasurer Trish King will be administering your oaths this morning.
Morning, everybody. Most of you are used to, or I'll run this through this first and state your name, and then later on the board committee or commission. If you can raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, state your name. Hereby promise to uphold the laws and regulations of the United Nations. The General Tribal Council and the Tribal Constitution. I will perform my duties to the best of my ability and on behalf of the United People with honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
And on behalf of the United People with honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity.
And will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality.
And will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities as a member of Okay, who are you representing? Okay, and all recommendations shall be made in the best interest of the United Nations as a whole.
In the best interest of the United Nations as a whole.
Thank you, everybody. Congratulations. You come out behind me because you're going to get a hug. Thank you very much. That's what I said.
So next on our agenda, we have standing committee. We have the finance committee looking for approval of 6 gaming capital expenditures.
Mr. Chairman?
Trish.
This was approved at our last meeting. The standard procedure is to come through the finance committee because each one of these are sole source because they're specialty games. This is the annual negotiation, and if they can get their order in early, then they can get a serious discount on the price. So they have submitted that to the finance committee. I tried to do an e-poll, but the e-poll has a restriction in it in regards to a manager's. We can't put something through an e-poll over a manager's authority, which I'll be asking for clarification or amendment on that, because otherwise there's no sense in the finance committee to run something through the business committee for an e-poll. So each one of these are under that situation, and so we need to and they've been notified that of the delay, and we wouldn't really have time to wait till the next business committee meeting.
So are we looking to approve these individually, or can we do them all in one motion? Joanne? right, so we'll be looking for a motion to approve the Aristocrat 24 games for a total of $485,592.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is Bally, 30 games for a total of $598,400.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Third item is the Konami, 16 games for a total of $257,612.36.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Aye. Abstentions? Motion carries. Our fourth item is IGT. I got 22 purchase games and 20 games at no charge for a total of $358,000. It must be decimals in the wrong spot.
Nope.
No?
Nope. It's $358,992.75.
$358,992.75.
So moved. Mr. Chair, just when I recommend that, maybe we just clarify that and ask it, just to ensure that we put that in the minutes, that this exact number that was actually correctly, we have one extra nine, is that correct?
Yeah, an extra nine.
And then an extra four on the next one?
Yes.
Okay, so just to make that note in that we make sure we change that.
All right, yeah, it's correct in the packet. It's just on the printout agenda. It's wrong.
Okay.
David, motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And the next item is the Incredible Technologies, six purchase games and four lease games for a total of $124,440.
So moved.
Is there support?
Support.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item is the American Gaming System. Got 18 games for a total of $309,500.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Trish.
Just for the record, on the cover memo of the request inside the packet, item number two is missing, which is item number 1A on the Aristocrat. It is in the backup of the Finance Committee, but it's not in a cover letter. So I just want to make sure that we understand that the motion was to cover items 2 through 11 in or 7, and 2 would have been the Aristocrat. It's just not listed on the memorandum.
Okay. Moving on to new business, we have approved revised Oneida Bismi standard operating procedure entitled Selection of Family Court Judge.
To approve it.
Motion is made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, you had your hand up.
Jessica Wallenfang found two typos. Line 61 on the red line version under 5.3. Should say mock trial, not mock tribal. And then the numbering underneath 5.3 needs to be corrected.
So the motioner is second to agree to correct those two typos in the SOP as part of their motion. Seconder concur?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Any further discussion on the standing operating procedure? Brandon?
Yeah, I'm just kind of going through it again. I just wanted to make sure that the, when we do the screening, it's not clear whether or not who's scoring. And so it says the selection committee makes the recommendation to the full committee. But we're clear, and when we talked about it, that we were making sure who was actually doing the scoring. And the subject matter experts were members of the judiciary. And so it's not clear in there. And I just wanted to be clear to make sure that they understand that they're not actually scoring as a part of the process.
So on line 44, would you like to add the verbiage to serve as non-scoring subject matter experts?
Yeah, that was the intent, and I don't know if you guys are okay with that.
Or to define subject matter experts.
Yeah.
As screening and selection participants who don't score.
Yeah.
Would you prefer that defined?
Makes sense.
In the definition or in this section?
5.4.
It would be line 43.
43, I think, would be, better.
It's either in the line, or I could define subject matter experts.
Trish?
Item 141A and identifies that the business committee are the screening committee. But I guess what I'm saying is, rather than stating 4.2, the screening selection subcommittee, we would state this, the business committee representative shall be responsible. I don't know if that works either.
Joanne?
It will be easier regarding this section if you simply say three or more members of the business committee who shall score. One or more members of the judiciary to serve as subject matter experts who shall not score. Then it's clear who scores on the screening committee, but they are a part of it.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Are we good with that language?
Cool.
So do we have a motion in a second? Okay, so then this would be another change in the motion to amend the language to add the additional language for the business committee as the scores and the judiciary subject matter experts not being a score.
Concur.
And seconder concur? Okay. Any more discussion on the item? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank yous on that item. And the last item will have to wait until after executive session because we have to review the family court judge job description and determine next steps before we can approve to post. David?
Motion to go to executive session.
Is there support?
Support.
A motion has been made and seconded at 8:49. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Conduit Healthcare Knowledge Solutions. Oh, he's waiting here. All right, we're looking for a motion to come out of executive session at 9:17.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We have one left regular session item. That's the reconsider approval of the travel request for three Oneida Gaming Commissioners and four staff to attend the Wisconsin Gaming Regulators Association Conference in Carter, Wisconsin from December 4th through the 6th, 2017.
Motion to approve the request. Reconsideration.
Second.
Okay, so Joanne, so at this point we're reconsidering an e-poll that had failed due to lack of voting. So this is the proper procedure then. We're doing this. I know we did it once before. We're reconsidering, so we make a motion to reconsider, and we approve, and then we have to make a motion to approve the travel.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, thank you. Any discussion on the motion to reconsider? I'm looking for the thing there. Reconsider the travel. Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next part of this reconsideration of approval of travel is someone willing to make the motion to approve the three game commissioners and four staff to attend the Regulators Association meeting.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, our last orders of business today, I believe, is to make the motions on the executive session items. Looking for a motion to approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Conduit Health Knowledge Solutions Incorporated agreement file number 2017-1333, and that was for a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to expire November 30 of 2018.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The second item in executive session was review the family court judge job description and determine next steps.
Oh. Was there a time limit?
Yes, yeah, November 30. The second item is to review the family court judge job description and determine next steps. Somebody have that one written down? I think we were motioned to approve
wrote it down and
of the same. Yeah. To continue to use the currently approved job description for the family court judge.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And then going up to...
There was a subsequent motion.
Subsequent motion. To direct the legislative to the Legislative Operating Committee to develop legislation to integrate the family court into the judiciary.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And then we have... we're looking for a motion to approve posting of the family court judge position.
Nope.
Oh, one more? Oh, the retail one. The executive session item, approve limited waiver sovereign immunity for Service Station Computer System Incorporated contract file 2017-1457.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions, motion carries. And then finally, I believe we're able to approve the posting of the family court judge position.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Lisa?
There are three items to consider on the posting form itself. The length of the posting, the minimum is 10 days. I think the last time it was posted for 15. Also, if the business committee would like the posting of the vacancy on the Wisconsin State Bar website. And lastly, if the business committee wanted a nationwide mailing completed. Those were three questions that we had.
Consideration of three options.
I'll consider all three.
For the 15-day, yes. Posting in the Wisconsin Bar Association and the nationwide mailing.
Yep, I'll include that in my motion.
Motion has been made and seconded.
I'm going to need a subsequent motion as well that I'll talk about when you're done.
Okay.
If that's okay.
All right, we'll complete this motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lisa?
Well, the question is, upon the posting of the vacancy, that the screening selection committee needs to be decided. I know there's only five of you here today, so I don't think you should have to decide today, but maybe just a heads up at the meeting on the 13th that that request will be coming forward for you guys to determine who's going to be on that screening and selection committee. Not a subsequent motion, but just a FYI then.
So, yeah, possibly the judicial subcommittee team then?
Yeah. And who else? Potentially all nine of us could be on if we want to, but we have to be in every single step.
Correct. And the SOP that you just approved means at least three of you have to.
I know I'm interested in being on it.
Just a heads up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. A motion to adjourn at 9:24.
So moved. Second.
Motion was made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.